The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
On our guest line, Representative William Timmons. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Joey. Doing great. Good to be with you.
Good to have you, sir. We kind of expected it, but now it's official. Joe Biden is repealing Title 42 effective in May. So I guess get ready for the tidal wave, huh?
It's wild. He's been president for less than a year and a half, and we've already got over 2.5, probably closer to 3 million people that have entered this country illegally, over a million in the last 6 months. So the one thing that actually stems the flow of illegal immigrants into this country, he's doing away with that. It's absolutely outrageous. I'm all for immigration. I want people to come here and have the prosperity that we have. They just got to come through the front door.
Yeah.
And we need people to move to this country, but they got to do it legally. They can't break the law. And
yeah,
the lawlessness from this administration really has no end, it seems.
Well, and Congressman, I haven't been to the border in a few years myself. I know you have been, but just the images and the reports that we see, it looks like it's mass chaos as it is. How in the world will they be able to keep any control whatsoever once this happens?
The Border Patrol agents are literally clamoring to their members of Congress. They're saying, what are we doing here? This is absolutely unsustainable. The amount of fentanyl alone that is coming across the southern border is enough to kill every man, woman, and child in this country 2 times. And
yeah,
we're wondering how we're in the middle of this drug epidemic. We're wondering how we're having such a hard time keeping our streets safe. I mean, it seems almost intentional.
Yeah. I watched a documentary on Prime Video the other day about this filmmaker followed fentanyl from its originating point in Mexico all the way across the border. It was scary to watch how easy they seemed to do that. It's going to be even easier now when you have more people coming in.
I was talking to somebody just yesterday that accidentally ingested fentanyl. Granted, they probably shouldn't have been taking a pill that didn't know what it was, but this happens all over the country. This kills thousands, tens of thousands of people, and we're just turning a blind eye to it. It's outrageous.
Yep. And the Biden administration's answer is, well, we're going to send more people down there to process the paperwork. it's just crazy.
I just don't get it.
Yep, neither do I. The images are still horrifying, of course, from Ukraine. It's very obvious that Russia is committing war crimes. I mean, where are we headed with this?
I think the world has to make a decision. Is in 2022 it acceptable for a sovereign dictator, a sovereign leader, to kill women and children intentionally? He is literally targeting women and children in an effort to break the will of Ukrainians to get them to concede. And we're sitting here, our president, who created this problem because he's incredibly weak and we don't have any deterrent threat because he won't do anything, is saying, we got to hold Putin accountable. He's committing war crimes. Like, well, great, do something. I mean, we're still sitting here. We haven't gotten the MiGs to him. We haven't gotten the S-300s to him. I'm not saying that we should go to war, but the fact that Putin thinks there's no chance of us ever going to war is the problem.
Yeah.
That is the problem. When
yeah,
the Pentagon says under no circumstances will we put boots on the ground in Ukraine, that is the problem, because we've already shown our hand and there's just no scenario in which we're going to act to counter their aggression, act to counter their war crimes. Great. So we're going to have a trial at the International Criminal Court. He's going to be convicted in absentia. What's going to happen then? Who's going to go get him? We're not going to do anything. I mean, it's just, it's sickening that this is the way that things are right now.
Yeah, it really is. And again, just so sad to see the images of these these civilians just literally lying on the streets because they've been gunned down by a Russian soldier. Let's talk back to the Biden administration here, and this isn't a day to just bash Biden, but look, there's plenty of material there. So you have to give Joe Biden credit for being persistent because he keeps trying to abandon the Hyde Amendment. First, I want you to give our listeners a quick summary of what the Hyde Amendment is and why it's important.
The Hyde Amendment restricts federal dollars from paying for abortions. And it's been in place for decades. And the Democrats mostly over the last few decades have left it alone. But now they use it as a bargaining chip and they take it out and then they wait until the very last minute because they know that there's no Republicans going to vote for any spending that doesn't include Hyde Amendment protections. So, I mean, they're going to go back in because it's not going to pass without it in there. But we're going to keep talking about it because they're trying to create leverage to advance their ridiculous policies that are destroying this country. So, you know, where we are.
Yeah. Well, the Hyde Amendment, I mean, it's been around for literally decades. And I mean, up until the Biden administration, basically, I mean, the Democrats, it was just sort of a given that there was bipartisan support. I mean, it dates back to the 1970s. So what has suddenly changed? I mean, why is Biden going so far to the left to try to appease the progressives in his party? I mean, even as a member of the U.S. Senate for decades, he supported the Hyde Amendment.
Again, I don't like to call them progressives because that implies that they want progress. They're radical. They're extremists.
I stand corrected.
Their policies are literally destroying this country. They're causing inflation. They're causing high gas prices. They're causing, I would argue, the war in Ukraine because they're so weak. So, again, he's conceding to the radical left because the people around him say, look, we need these people to govern. We got to show them that we mean business, that we're going to negotiate hard. And so they take it out. But the last thing that they say is, don't worry, Mr. President, we're going to put it back in. We just got to start here to negotiate. But, you know, what does it tell to the rest of the world when the United States is negotiating over killing the unborn children of our citizens? I mean, It's just outrageous.
Yep. One final thing. It looks as though Biden's nominee to the Supreme Court looks like that's going to be a reality. Any chance whatsoever that something could come up that would prevent this after the Senate Judiciary Committee yesterday voted to advance it to the full Senate?
If they haven't found her yearbooks yet, I don't think they're going to in the next couple of days. No, in all seriousness, there's going to be a procedural battle to get it out of the committee. It'll take a little longer, but at the end of the day, it does seem that the Democrats are united, and it looks like they'll even get three so-called Republicans. So, you know, it's going to be interesting. Don't forget, we still have a 6-3 justice to super legislator majority. I use that differentiating. Six of them are actual justices, and three of them are super legislators. They want to do things that Congress is unable to, and I wish Congress could do more, but it's definitely not their job to make law, and three of them do not appreciate that.
Yep. Congressman William Timmons, it's always a pleasure. Have a great day. Be safe out there, and we'll talk with you again next week.
Look forward to it. Be well.
Yeah. Congressman William Timmons, our Tuesday with Timmons.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.